Alika?
Yes.
Hi, it's Emmanuel. I was calling about the Depo Provera settlement on a recorded line. Were you still looking to see if you could participate?
Yes. Oh, give me 1 second. Yes, how you doing, sir?
Doing well. Just following up here and seeing if you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking the brand name Depo Provera, not the generic, for at least 1 year and 4 times before being diagnosed. Is that the case?
Yeah.
Okay. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that, is that correct?
Correct.
Now, your meningioma, was it of the brain or spine?
Brain.
Right. Thank you for confirming that. And what state are you in?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're in Philly. Very cool. Okay.
Yes.
So you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Pennsylvania, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Philly. I was there 2 years ago in July. Fun city. Lots to do.
Yes,
it's kind of muggy, though, in the summer it gets muggy. Is it cool there now? Is it chilly?
Yes, it actually is. I pretty much like the winter better than the summer.
Oh, really? I'm the opposite.
Yes, because it don't get too cold for us.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We'd be okay. We haven't had snow in a while.
And then what date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in, if I'm not mistaken, I believe October in 2000. Wait, let me just make sure. I'm sorry. It was February the 10th in 2017.
Okay, perfect. So 2/10/17. And yeah. Do you know anybody else that took the depo that ended up getting meningioma or not really?
No.
No. Okay. All right. And then I apologize in advance. Some of the questions I'll ask might seem repetitive just following the intake here. So this was the brand name, not the generic, that you took at least a year and 4 shots after 1992. Did you start taking, or what year did you start taking it?
Yes, I started taking it 2011.
Okay, perfect. And then when did you stop?
In 2017.
Okay. Let me put that there. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Oh, I'm a female.
Thank you. And again, just one more time, this was the brand name, not the generic, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have your name spelled Malika. And then last name,
yes.
Uqdah.
Yeah. You're the first one that actually spelled it right.
And then I have your email. K-A-E-E-F G-R-A-N-D-M-A at iCloud.com?
Yes, correct.
Stop. You sound too young to be a grandma.
I know, right?
And then your cell phone, the one we're speaking on here, 267-844-8519?
Yes, sir.
And then what would be your current mailing address?
3830 Archer Street.
In Philly, PA 19140.
140.
Okay. And then what is the, is there a unit or apartment number or no?
No, it's a house.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Then let me go to the next section here. Now, when you were getting the shot, was that administered by a doctor, a medical staff, or yourself?
No, doctor.
Okay. And then roughly about how many times did you get injected?
Every 3 months.
Every 3 months? Okay. So year.
Every 3 months.
So 4 times a year then for like 6 years. So 6 times 4. So somewhere around 24 times, if I did the math right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then what was the doctor's name?
Okay. Dr. Thomas Butcher. Let me spell his last name because I just call him.
Yeah, and this is the doctor that gave you the shot, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready for me to spell it?
Yep, I am. I sure am.
Okay, Dr. Thomas, T O M M Y, Butch Hand, B-U-C-H-A-N-A. He's at Jefferson Hospital.
Okay. Jefferson Hospital. Let me look that one up. Let's see. Give me one second. My colleagues are a little loud in the background.
Take your time.
Sorry. Thank you. And then, so Jefferson House, PA, Philly. Okay. And now I just want to make sure. Is this the one on 11th Street?
No, it is the 4900 of Frankfurt Ave, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, let me check. 4900 Frankfurt Ave. Ah, yes, I see it here. Perfect. Thank you. Let me plug that in. And then I have the address here and then the phone number here. So let me plug that in. And then I just want to double check the name one more time. So you said Dr. Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, and then...
No, T-O-M-M-Y.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Y.
T-O-M-M-O. So Tommy. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So Dr. Tommy Buchanan, B-U-C-H-A-N-A?
Yeah. Buchanan. Perfect. See, I couldn't pronounce it correct. You just said it. I just call him Dr. Thomas.
I call my doctor Dr. G because I can't really pronounce his name, so I just go Dr. G for me.
Yeah, yeah, see? So it could just be, you know, very short and cool, you know, not too much.
Okay, and it's Buchanan and N at the end? And then, so
B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Yeah.
Okay, perfect, thank you. Now, I know that was the one that was... that prescribed it and gave you the shots. What was the doctor that diagnosed you? What was his name?
They diagnosed me. Mm-hmm. He was the same. It was the same doctor.
Okay. So the one
they diagnosed
that,
me.
Okay. And then, and was he also the one that treated you?
No.
But what was the name of the doctor that treated you?
I went to Temple for my treatment.
Hospital, let me look up, and that's on Broad Street, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let me put one second here. I'm going to type everything up, and then I'm going to put... Okay, I'm not the fastest typer. I'm so sorry. Thank you for your patience.
No, you could take your time. I definitely understand.
And then address here. Okay, so I put that there was no pharmacy. The administrating doctor was also the diagnosing doctor. And then I'm going to go to this other section for the Temple University. And when they diagnosed you, was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
Okay.
CT scan and an MRI.
Okay, perfect. And the neurosurgeon that diagnosed you, what was his name?
Say that
name?
Again. No, the doctor who diagnosed me.
Right. Well, I'm sorry. You're right. You said that was the same one that gave you the shot. So let me put this here. Okay. So let me switch that. Put the address here. And his name there. Phone number here, and Oh, yeah, it looks like Dr. Buchanan there was looks like his practice was he an oncologist was he? Or what was his specialty, do you know, for Dr. Buchanan?
He treated me and, you know, did the procedure. If I'm not mistaken, hold on, let me look at my paperwork so I
Yeah,
can
of
make
course.
sure that I have everything correct.
No rush here. I've made you wait. Take your time.
Okay, the same doctor who treated me is the same doctor, but is the doctor who died. His name is Dr. Richardson Landman for my neurologist. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, okay. So I think I get where the mix up was. Dr. Richardson, spell out his last name.
Okay, LACHMA.
Okay, perfect. All right, so that was a neurologist. So that would actually looks to be like the doctor that would have diagnosed and treated you, and then Tommy Buchanan was just the one that gave you the depo. Does that sound more correct?
My doctor is the one who, yep. Let me look at the paperwork to make sure I got it right.
Sure.
This, all right, my same doctor who diagnosed me for it, they also treated me, but Dr. what's his name? Richardson, he is the
Neurosurgeon, neuro.
he's the neurosurgeon. That's what the paperwork says.
Okay.
My paperwork says for the doctor, so he's my doctor's the same one, but he's the you know, I can't pronounce that word correctly.
Sure, okay. So he and then what kind
The
of what
N E U C, I mean N E U R O S U R G E O N. That I can't say the word
the
out right.
neurosurgeon. Yeah, not
Yeah.
to worry. So yeah, usually the neurosurgeon and I know that you had meningioma and that affects your memory and brain and stuff. Usually the neurosurgeon is the one that treats you like you're saying that he did. So
Yeah.
that's correct there. So he's the neurosurgeon. And then I was asking, so he's a neurosurgeon. I was asking what Dr. Tommy Buchanan, what his
Oh yeah,
specialty
he
is.
the one who was giving me my shots and stuff.
Right, but I'm asking, what was his specialty? Was he also a neurosurgeon, or was he an oncologist, or
Yes,
what kind?
he was.
He was
He put
also.
he yes, he worked, you know, did the procedure too. I,
Okay.
you know.
Perfect. No, thank you for clarifying that. Let me just put this here. And then, what kind of treatments were you given?
Okay, they took blood from my arm and stuff, and then they took pieces of samples from my brain, pieces of tissue samples from my brain, like small pieces. And then I had a CT CAT scan and an MRI.
Give me one second to write that down.
Okay.
So were you ever given like a surgery or some sort of radiation
Yeah.
therapy or chemo?
Yeah. I had surgery.
Okay,
I had
perfect.
the treatment. I was diagnosed February 10th, and I had the treatment February 18th.
Perfect. Let me write that down. And then let me get the temple address. And then just to confirm here, you didn't have any, before your meningioma, you didn't have any sort of cancer diagnosis, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And when you were hospitalized, you were hospitalized for meningioma, were you?
Yeah.
And what dates were you there roughly?
From February 10th, 2017 to February 18th, 2017.
Perfect. Okay. And then either yourself, the doctor, or the medical facilities would be able to provide medical records electronically. Is that the case?
Yes.
All right. And we are just about done here. A couple more sections. This next one is just going to ask if you want to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Yeah, I do. My
Okay.
daughter.
Does she live with you or no?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your name?
Jada. JADA. H.
And so her last name is just H, or
No, her last name Wells. WELL.
okay, I'm sorry, so Jada H Wells. Well,
Yeah.
okay, no S at the end, right? Just WELL.
Yeah.
And what is her phone number?
2-6-7-8-8-2-70-8-22.
Okay. Alrighty. And the last portion is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
11-19-1987.
11-19-87. And then the social?
186-70-4180.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to you. Pardon me. You said 186-70-4180.
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then I'm going to hit submit on this. My system is going to look this over, make sure I didn't miss any of the fields, and then it will send you an automated DocuSign through text and email. You can open it
Okay.
up either way. It'll take you to the same spot, but just I won't be able to see on your screen. So if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you, okay? But I do see it was
Okay.
sent. Did you see it?
Yes, you just sent it to me, correct? Yes.
Yep.
So
So we'll
you
open
want me
that
to do
one.
it now?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I clicked it. I'm waiting for it to load up.
Okay.
Okay, and I push yes. Would you agree to it?
Correct.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay, continue. Okay, please sign. Okay. This is not very sure. It's not letting me sign.
So what is the screen read right now?
It say please sign.
Yeah, if you scroll down, does it let you check off a little box that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures?
Yes.
So let's check
yes,
that
sir.
box off and then hit continue.
Okay.
And then after that it should pop up a yellow start button.
Yep, I got it.
Okay, cool. And then
okay.
we'll just kind of tap the first yellow arrow you tap
okay,
will bring out
it.
The box. Okay, cool. And then
got
once
it.
You...
Oh, okay, I got it. It's a sign.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do the best way I can. Okay, it's a... And then after that, I push the yellow sign for the documents and to send, right?
Yep, so you'll just keep tapping all the yellow things until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button. And if nothing happens after we tap that, then it means we might have missed something. So let's
Okay.
just keep tapping and see what happens.
Got you.
Oh, yep. I see it's completed. So you're all set. In about a week or so, the firm will call you directly. The holiday coming up,
Okay.
so maybe a little longer, might be a bit of a delay, but they'll call in about a week or so. They want to introduce themselves, say hello, and then double check what I sent over to them, make sure there's no error. So their call will be shorter than ours, but more important just because they want to reconfirm everything with you before they tidy you up in their system. But other than that, you're set for right now. The weekend's just around the corner, so have a nice, restful weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye.